Yadabakati di Dianana, you behave, Bitty behave, yadada, you behold you. Bitty be in anana, you behold, yadada, you behold, Bitty behave. Bless your name, Lord God. We give you glory this afternoon. We bless your name. We praise you. We set our attention toward you. We set our affection toward you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We pause in the middle of our day to set our attention on you, to give you glory this afternoon, to give you praise. Hallelujah. For you are great, Lord God. You are good, Lord God. And we bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. It is an honor and a privilege to be before you again, and we give you glory. Hallelujah. Good afternoon, everyone who is here. We are here again for 60 for 60. Thank you for everyone who has joined us this afternoon. Thank you for those who have been sticking with us for a while. And for those who this may be your first time, we are grateful to have you as well. I don't even remember what day we're on at this point, but 50-something. We have been in this prayer initiative of 60 for 60 for a while now, and it has been a beautiful time of formation as God has been forming us and establishing things within us and has been cultivating us, not so that by the time we get to the 60-day mark, this becomes something that we've completed, but so that we have set a foundation for how we will continue to walk with God even after we have reached the end of our 60 days. And so as we move forward in our prayer initiative today, I want to talk about duty versus devotion. So as I mentioned, we've been in a time of formation. We have been working through establishing not just a habit, but establishing ourselves in an identity as sons of God. We have taken time to adjust our perspective, to adjust our schedules, to adjust our posture, to ensure that we are in alignment with what God is doing in us, what God is doing through us, and even what God is doing around us. And sometimes when we get in times like this, especially times that have a time period associated with them, there can be this temptation to think that once we get to the end, we've reached a finish line where we discontinue what we had been doing previously. And that's not what this time has been designed to do at all. As a matter of fact, when we get to our 60-day mark, it is not the expectation that we are no longer, you know, getting up in the morning to pray, and we are no longer taking time in the middle of our day to pray. But all of this time has been foundational to establish something within us, so that it becomes the foundation on which we continue forward. And so, this week alone, we've been doing a lot to address kind of some deeper layers. I don't remember which morning it was, but I talked through an illustration of carpet cleaning and how it is a layered experience, in that you kind of agitate and clean off the top layer of dirt, but that process doesn't finish there. You continue on to the next layer, and layer by layer, you're extracting and you're agitating and you're extracting and you're agitating, or I guess in the reverse, you're agitating and you're extracting, so that you can eventually get down to that bottom layer where all of the dirt has been taken away, and you can reveal the cleaned and often brighter layer of the carpet. And so that's what much of this week has been, where we've been addressing some things again, where we've been digging deeper into some things, where we've been kind of taking another look at some things. And so as we get into today, today is kind of like when someone gives you directions. If anybody knows me personally, I can sometimes be directionally challenged. But sometimes when someone's giving me directions, they'll say, you know, you're going to go here, you're going to turn left, and then you're going to go down this way. But if you get to this part, and maybe if you see the target on the left, you've gone too far. And so not only do they give me directions on what to do, they also give me cautions or signs that let me know that I've gone too far. And so today is something similar to that, in that as we are approaching the 60-day mark of 60 for 60, there's something that I believe God wants us to be cautionary about to ensure that we don't fall into the trap of this. And so that's where we get into the conversation about duty versus devotion. So I'm going to read a couple passages of Scripture, and then we'll go a little bit further, and then, of course, we will pray. So the first passage of Scripture is Matthew 15, 8 through 9, and I'm going to read that for you from the ESV version. And it says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men." And so just to give a little context, this is Jesus talking to the Pharisees and the scribes. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit above that just to give you that context. So it says, this is verse 1, "Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, 'Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat.' Then he answered them, 'And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, if anyone tells his father or mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God. He need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites, what did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" Now, I want to offer some clarification. I am not suggesting, nor do I believe God is saying that we are here where the Pharisees and the scribes are. Instead, what I want to communicate is the cautionary tape. If you get here, if you start to see signs of this, then you know that you've gone too far. And by that, I mean, if you find yourself falling into duty versus devotion, then you've gone too far. So now let's talk a little bit more about this distinction. When we're talking about duty, we're talking about actions that we exercise, or actions that we perform out of obligation. So we've spent time getting up at 5 a.m., we've spent time interrupting our day, willingly, of course, at 12 noon, and then taking the 20 minutes to pray on our own. This has become a practice for us. This has become something that we've grown used to. Many have said, I've prayed more in the past 50, however many days we've been on this, than I have in a while. So it's become a part of our daily routine, which is not a bad thing at all. That's the point of this, has been to restructure our days, our routines, our habits. So that is not a bad thing at all. The challenge becomes when we continue to engage in the practice apart from the communion and apart from the relationship. That's when we start to drift into duty and we've come away from devotion. And so as we're looking at Jesus talking to the Pharisees and the scribes, they have put into place these guides that are apart from the word of God. And Jesus is making clear to them what you have outlined, or what you have relegated yourself to as this quote-unquote rule, is not consistent with what God has actually said. And so he makes clear to them that, you, at this point, you're honoring with lips, but your hearts are far from. And so as we're talking through this caution of making sure that after we get done with 60 for 60, and as we continue that we don't fall in the trap of duty, we want to ensure that we don't get to the place where we have action but no heart, where we have obligation and we don't have alignment. And so we want to make sure that we don't rest in the action and pull away from the alignment and the sensitivity. For many who know me, I am a second grade teacher. And at the beginning of the school year, you spend a whole lot of time going through foundational routines and practices. And, of course, this is so that the students can become familiar with the routine and how things are supposed to be done. One of the things that we go over are the drills that we have to do, so fire drills, tornado drills, things like that. And it's important that you go over with the students exactly how these things are supposed to go. So when you hear this sound, this is where we go. This is the area that we're supposed to stay in until we get an all clear. And so while it is very important that the students are aware of the routine of these drills, one of the things that I'm careful to talk to my students about is, yes, I want you to know the routine, but when you hear the alarm go off for the drill, the first thing that I want you to do is listen for my voice so that I can give you the instruction for how to move, where to move, and so on and so forth. And I do that because, and I explain to them that I do that because I have information that you don't have. I have wisdom that they don't have the capacity to contain, you know, in their second grade brains. I may have intel that they have no awareness of. And so even though they know what the routine is, there's still a need for them to listen for my instruction in the event that anything needs to change. And so I believe God is saying something similar to us in that, yes, we have established new practices. We have established new ways. We have worked through new perspectives, and those are all good. But we don't want to get to the end of this and rest in the practice as though it is the practice that righteouses us, as though it is the practice that keeps us safe, as though it is the practice that that puts us in good standing. It is the alignment with God. And so as we're going through our day, it becomes very important that we don't rest in the routine and cut off our sensitivity to listen for God's instruction. And so that's my whole, that is what I want to communicate to us today, that we don't fall into the drifting, into the trap of duty and resist devotion, that we don't drift into thinking that just because we are still getting up at 5, just because we are still praying at noon, just because we still have the action, that we can forsake the communion. So one of the things about duty and devotion is that sometimes they can look the same. You can have the same action, but the distinction is that they are sourced differently. When you are in duty, you might still be getting up and doing the same things, but because it's duty, it's out of obligation. It's out of, you know, this is just what I'm supposed to do. I'm just doing it because this is what is right to do. When you're talking about devotion, it's about alignment. I'm not doing this to check a box. I'm not doing this to satisfy any sort of quota. I'm doing this because I love God. I'm doing this because I want to spend time with God. I don't want to forsake communion with God, and I don't want to forsake alignment with God. When you're talking about duty, we're talking about believing that we have security in action. When we're talking about devotion, we know that our security only comes in God, and our security only comes in making sure that we are where he is, that we are sensitive to his voice, that we are sensitive to what he's doing, that we're sensitive to how he wants to move. Our alignment comes in him, not our own understanding, not our action, not our presentation, not our appearance, not our performance, but it comes in alignment with him. And so sometimes they can look the same, but it's important that we know the distinction in that they are sourced differently. One relies on us. One relies on our action. One lords our action as a justification or as a qualification. The other ensures that we are always aligned with what he says and what he's doing. So sometimes they can look the same. The other thing is that when we're talking about duty and devotion, you start to venture into appearance and away from heart. So going back to the scripture that we talked about in Matthew, your lips, Jesus mentioned the lips, their lips, but their hearts being far from him. And it's not hard to drift into that when you really think about it, because you can have actions that you just, you know, they're routine. You start to do them over and over again. And if you're not careful, you forsake the heart behind it. You begin to lord appearance and justify appearance as, you know, the satisfying thing. And so we just want to make sure that as we're moving forward, as we get toward our 60-day, one, that we don't consider this a finish line, but that we consider this foundation for how we move forward. And also that we're careful not to rest in action, not to rest in appearance, not to rest in the outward part, but to ensure that we remain truthful and integral in the inward man. You know, we have the scripture that talks about how man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. We also have the scripture that tells us that God desires truth in our inward parts. And so it's not about how we appear. It's not about how we look. We don't want to have an appearance. We don't want to have a form of godliness and deny power. It would be a shame to get to the end of this and walk powerlessly because we're denying power for sake of appearance. And so we're going to go ahead and pray. But my encouragement to us all, and this is to all of us, not from me to you, as though I'm not participating, but my encouragement to us all is that as we're moving forward, that we are careful, that we don't drift, that we don't rest in appearance, that we don't rest in our understanding, but that this time, this foundational time, has taught us the importance of staying in alignment with God, taught us the importance of listening for his voice, getting instruction from him, and not assuming that we know exactly what to do and that we can move apart from him, that we don't think that just because we get up and do something at one time versus another, just because we've had a change in action, that that is enough to satisfy who we are, and that we don't sacrifice communion for sake of appearance. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord, for calling us into 60 for 60. We thank you, God, that you have brought us into a transformation. It has been beautiful as we have taken the time to sit with you, as we've taken the time to commune with you, as we've taken the time to examine ourselves, evaluate ourselves, and make the necessary adjustments so that we can align with you, that we can align with your word, that we can align with your instruction. Father, we thank you that you have been diligent and you've been faithful in showing us all the things that you have shown us over this time. We thank you, Lord, that your display of care has been evident, that your display of love, even a correction in love, has been evident. We thank you, Father, that this time has shown us what it means to be transformed by the renewing of our mind and not conform to the patterns of this world. God, we thank you for how you have walked with us through this time. It hasn't been a rushed thing. This hasn't been a quick thing, but it's been something that you have literally walked us through, and we thank you, Father. And so we pray, God, that as we continue in this, as we approach day 60, Lord, that you would help us to be careful in how we move forward, Lord, that you would help us to be careful in how we walk into the next phase. I pray, Father, that you would help us to be mindful that we not fall into the trap of drifting into a place where our actions become our justification, where we're just satisfied with appearance, or we're just satisfied with looking a certain way, but we no longer have the communion that brings us into alignment, that we no longer have the sensitivity that listens for your voice and listens for your instructions, where we're moving with automaticity and we're not moving with discernment and sensitivity. I pray, Father, that you would help us, Lord, to be mindful, that you would help us to be watchful, that you would help us, God, to be careful, because it is not hard to drift, but if we are mindful and if we are careful and if we are sensitive, then we can be vigilant in how we move forward. I pray, Father, that you would help us to be vigilant, that you would even sharpen our discernment, God, that you would sharpen our awareness, Lord, that you would sharpen our awareness of ourselves, our awareness of our own tendencies, our awareness of our own pitfalls, our awareness of where we have historically fallen short, God, and that you would help us to be vigilant in how we address those areas, Father. I pray that you would help us to be vigilant and honest in how we address those areas, God. We don't want a form of godliness. We don't want to walk around with just an appearance. We don't want to just walk around with an appearance, God. It would be a shame, Lord, to walk through this entire time and forsake communion with you. It is not about appearance. It is not about how we look, but it is about alignment. It is about communion. It is about being in your presence. It is about being in step with you. It is about being aware of how you want us to move and what you want us to do what you want us to participate in. It is about how you want us to walk with you, Father. And so I'm praying, Lord God, that you would help us to be careful, that you would help us to be mindful, God, that you would help us to be humble, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we come before you humbly, boldly, but humbly, Father, that we're always listening out for you, that we're always sensitive to what you want to do, and we don't rest in our own understanding, that we don't lean to our own understanding, but that we acknowledge you in all of our ways. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would help us to continue to apply your word as we move forward. Lord, we understand that your word is living and active, that is sharper than any two-edged sword, God, that it is the thing that helps us to distinguish between duty and devotion. It is your word is what helps us to know when we've drifted off into the wrong territory and pulls us back into the right place, God. And so I'm praying, Father, that we are careful in applying your word and living according to your word, that we don't begin to make up guides and rules that we live by that are inconsistent with your word, Lord, that we don't fall into the same place that the Pharisees and the scribes fell into, God, but that we're just careful to walk with you, that we are careful to walk with you. God, I thank you again for this time, for this caution that you have given us, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that we move from glory to glory, that we move from here, not as a finish line, but as continuation on into the next phase, that we grow stronger, God. That this time has been a time of formation. And that formation has been preparation for what is to come, for what is next. You've been sharing that with us over and over and over again. And so I'm praying, Father, that even as we are preparing, even as we're reaching the end of the 60 days, Lord, that we don't get there with cracks in our foundation, that we don't get there compromised in our foundation, but that it is solid, that it is sturdy, and that it is in alignment with your will, your word, and your way. I give you glory, Father. I give you honor. I give you praise. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I thank you again. It's in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. At this time, if there is anyone here that has joined us on the line that has anything that they would like to share, anything that was revealed to them during prayer, or anything God might have shared with them, or if you have a testimony that you would like to share, I will open the floor for you to do that at this time.
Peace. This is Prophet DeMarcus. I just want to say thank you so much, Pastor Renita, for such a solid and sobering word. I do believe that is the word of the Lord. And I think sometimes when we think of prophetic words, we have a certain frame of mind of what that looks like or what that sounds like because of a certain way it has been released over the years. But what you have given today is indeed prophetic in nature. It is a prophetic word. It's sound for this time and this season because we definitely have to get into a space as we grow and as we mature in God where prayer, intercession, and purpose becomes a part of our livelihood. It is a part of our culture. It is what is displayed. It is not something that we do in routine, but it is something that we release and that we give because it's a part of who we are, not just because we're required or it is expected of us by God, but because it is something that we know that is a part of our makeup as citizens of the kingdom. Consecration should be our life, and I'm so grateful to God that he gave you to release that charge, and I'm encouraged, and I look forward to strengthening even the more after our 60-day mark in what we've initiated these past days. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Uncle Prophet. I really appreciate that. Bless the Lord. If there's anyone else that would like to share, please feel free to come forward at this time.
Good afternoon. This was amazing to encounter right now. So many powerful nuggets to aid in building up where we are and being who God has called us to be. And, you know, even the differentiation of duty and devotion. You said something that really struck me. It would be a shame to get to the end of this and leave powerless. And it took me back to a scripture in, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Ecclesiastes, better is the end of a thing. And I want to come to the end of this better, so when my next start, I already have good footing And that's what I have been gathering from this entire time, that, you know, as you said, this is foundational. There's a structure being built. There's layers that are laid for us to keep building upon. And it's not to feel that we've arrived and then that's it. You know, it's higher heights, it's deeper depths. And so, you know, I'm grateful that you pulled us into this moment this way, because I declare that I will not leave this powerless. Like, that's not the mark of a believer, and that's not how we show those who have a wanting or a desire to come into this fold, you know. So we utilize all of these tools to build us up in holy faith. So again, I'm grateful that I was afforded the opportunity to be a part of this today. So thank you.
Bless the Lord. That's it. We will not leave this time powerless. We won't. We will not leave this time powerless. Thank you so much for sharing that. If there is anybody else that wants to come forward, feel free. We open the floor for you. Don't feel like you don't have the time or the space. Feel free to come forward.
Grace and peace, everyone. This is Sister Denitra. I just want to come on and say that this was sobering. This was God. And what struck out was, we don't want to have that form of godliness. We want to be fully formed by Him. And this is the way. And I thank God for this teaching. I thank God for you. And I agree with God. More grace.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. If there is anyone else that wants to share, please feel free to do so. All right. If there is no one else, we'll go ahead and share just a few announcements. The first is that as has been said several times before, the recordings for 60 for 60 are on our website. So you can go to sentmiami.com, and if you will, in the navigation bar, if you click on the button that says More and navigate down to 60 for 60, you will find most of the recordings for this time there. We do ask that you would allow at least 24 hours for the recordings to be posted. So, for instance, the ones that the recording for today, please allow 24 hours before you see them posted online. But all of the others are there. All the ones that are available are there. So if you missed any, if you need to go back to any of them, feel free to visit our website and do that. Also, feel free to share them with someone that you may know needs to hear the teaching or the prayer that was done that day. So feel free to share them as well. The second announcement is that tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. we have Encounter Morning. We will be at 14855 Southwest 116th Avenue in Miami, Florida. Again, that's 14855 Southwest 116th Avenue in Miami, Florida. And the zip code is 33176. Tomorrow we are in training. We are in training. We are talking about spiritual formation. And so, I think it's spiritual formation. Someone will correct me if I have that wrong. But tomorrow we're in training. So our apostle is preparing to walk us through this training. And I will encourage you, if you are anywhere nearby, to make sure that you are in the space, because this is not something that you want to miss. It is going to be, it's not just going to be empowering, but it will be forming. It is intel that we need. And so training is in session. Spiritual mapping is what it is. Thank you so much. Spiritual mapping is what we're talking about. And so you'll want to make sure that you're in the place, because this is something that will continue to form us as we move forward in who we are in God. So that's tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. And again, that address is 14855 Southwest 116th Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33176. And because we have Encounter Morning tomorrow, we will not be on the line at 5 a.m. or at noon. So please make note that we will not be on the prayer line tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., nor will we be on the prayer line tomorrow at noon. as we have Encounter Morning tomorrow. And so just keep that in mind. The last announcement is next week, Friday, March 6th, we'll be celebrating my Uncle Prophet. He is celebrating, or he will be celebrating his 40th birthday as well. This will also be his send-off party as he is transitioning from South Florida over to Texas. And so we are inviting you to come out and join us at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, March 6th. We will be at Restoring Grace Community Church. The address there is 1122 Northwest 9th Avenue, and that's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33311. We don't have a particular color, but we do have a dress code, and we're just asking that you, I'm sorry, we don't have a requirement for a color, but we are asking that you, we have shared that he loves the color blue, and so we are encouraging you to wear any shade of blue when you come out. We're asking that you dress up. If you know Uncle Prophet, dressing up is in order. And so we ask that you will dress up for this occasion. It will be a beautiful time, and we're just inviting you to come out and celebrate with him, with us, as we mark this milestone for him and as we send him off in love and in celebration. So those are all of our announcements. Thank you again for joining us for this time of teaching and for prayer. And we look forward to seeing those who will join us tomorrow at Encounter Mornings. And for those that are not local, we look forward to seeing or hearing you on the line Monday morning at 5 a.m. We love each and every one of you, and we'll see you or talk to you soon. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.